As usual, we have Nick Haralombo, who joins us then for our side hustle discussion then this Thursday evening. Finding the right support around you in order to build your side hustle, the right friends, the right family, the right colleagues. Nick, all of this is very important. Are people getting it right? Is this something we're still failing at even today?
Yeah, I think so. Thanks for having me again. I think we struggle a lot with the relationships in our lives. It's a big part of the book that I've written, How to Start a Side Hustle, which is in stores, is focusing on the lifestyle that you're trying to lead. You need people around you who back what you do, who believe in your vision, and who are happy to have you allocate some of the time that used to be theirs to this new thing that you're trying to build. And often we take advice from people that are not in a position to give us advice and they're negative about it. And that will sink a side hustle faster than just about anything, because at some point your partner is going to make you choose and you never want to face that decision.
Oh boy, that's probably the hardest part when you kind of have to then choose at that point. And yet if we were all part of it, if we had all sort of gone into the idea, sort of understanding where each person is and why this was the side hustle you chose, or why you thought this would be the growth point you needed, it could certainly make things better, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a key thing that I discuss, is that you have to bring people in your life along with you on the ride. They need to feel your passion and your empathy towards this idea that you're trying to get off the ground. You also need to discuss with them how much time you're planning to spend every week or every month building this thing, because it's 2 hours you're not going to be spending kicking a ball around with your kids or seeing your friends or going for drinks after work with your colleagues or whatever it may be. And if you don't communicate to those people, it's just going to look like you've dropped off the face of the earth. And on top of it, then people don't understand what your priorities are. Yeah. And this is a key one. We feel pressure from external people and the social pressure to be the thing that people expect us to always be, when actually you're trying to do something for yourself, or you're trying to build an extra source of income. And that's perfectly acceptable as long as you're communicating it properly. And that's where most people fall short, is they don't want to have that uncomfortable conversation. They're shy or embarrassed or nervous of failure. So you keep it close to your chest,
or
and then you're building this thing on your own.
Or sometimes, Nick, you just don't actually know how long it's going to, you know, how much time it's going to take out of your schedule. What do you do in a situation like that then?
Also, it's part of the whole journey that I'm trying to help people take, is you shouldn't dive into something without having some kind of idea of how long it's going to take you, because you should be looking at your day, your week, your month, and saying to yourself, okay, where is the time that I'm allocating? Is it going to TV? Is it going to exercise? Is it going to things that I can save an hour here or there? Mm-hmm. Or do I literally only have 2 hours on a Sunday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. while the family is sleeping? Then that's great. Allocate that time. The mistake that a lot of people make is you think you have to burn the midnight oil. If there's one phrase I wish we would kill forever, you should not be burning the midnight oil. You need sleep, right? So you need to tell people, cool, I've only got 2 hours on a Sunday. Then that 2 hours is what you do consistently for a year, is sit and work on your side hustle and ignore everything and everybody else. Just spend those hours that you've got, because you've now allocated them, and you don't need to burn the midnight oil. You don't need to spend 7 hours a day trying to get the side hustle off the ground, because then it is not additive to your life. It is subtractive, and then it is not sustainable. And it ties in, right? The amount of time you spend on your side hustle, the people you spend that time with. Yeah. If it's not all cohesive and integrated, it's not going to work.
Nick, I want to focus on this one, and I really like it, and I'm a big fan of doing this. For example, the acronym from the book then, and this acronym is FPFP. Let's talk about that.
Yes. So a lot of people who start side hustles, I advise to sell to what I call the three Fs: your friends, your family, and fools. Fools are people like me who are brave and silly enough to spend money on new things in case they don't work. But your friends and family are a tricky one, right? Because you're going to go to them, you're going to tell them about this thing, they're going to love your idea, and then the first thing they're going to do is they're going to hustle you for a discount. And yeah, that is fundamentally flawed. If the people in your life, your friends, your family, your colleagues, they love you, they care about you, and they want your business to succeed, they should pay you full price.
100%.
And if they refuse, they either aren't the right target audience and you shouldn't sell to them, or your pricing is too high, or they're just the wrong people for you. And you should reconsider if they actually do care as much about you as they say, you should not be giving away discounts to get your business off the ground when it comes to friends and family. They should be the first people in the line to pay you full price to get your business off the ground.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I absolutely fully agree with that. And I think once you start opening your own business, you begin to realize it more and just how significant and important it is for any startup, for that matter, any side hustle, that the people around you, if they're not supporting you, then you need to reconsider why they are around you. Let's talk about that final point then. The first people who receive the money and coaching from your Slow Fund.
So if it's the first time you're hearing about it, alongside the book, How to Start a Side Hustle, I launched a fund every single day for the next 365 days. My fund is giving away 1,000 Rand, 30 minutes of coaching, a Yoko Go machine, and once a quarter, we're giving out a 20,000 Rand loan to one of the successful applicants. We already have nearly 9,500 applicants that I am painstakingly analyzing one by one. And we have started giving money away. And the first three people that I've coached that I'm excited to talk about are Lindo. Lindo is in Midrand, and he started a hardware a couple of months ago in his local area because he couldn't find any of the stuff he needed in his area. You can find it at andura.co.za. That's andura.co.za. And he's used the money to increase his stock holding on his best-selling items. I'm really excited. Lindo's young and keen, and this is something he's super passionate about.
Yeah.
Then we've got Nobutle. She took her COVID grants, and she started a chili sauce and jam business and has slowly taken her 950 Rand and scaled it up into a side hustle that is generating significant income for her and her life since she's lost her job in events. She is using the money to register her barcodes and get labels printed so she can get her products stocked in stores. She's in a Lovo, and there are stores in that area actually wanting to stock her stuff. So that's amazing.
That's great.
And then we've got Simpiwe, who started making cakes and is expanding her business to bread using the money that we have given her. All three of them have received coaching, received money, and the Yoko Go machines are on their way. And I can't tell you how fulfilling it is every day to spend 30 minutes with someone who is grinding to make a side hustle work.
It's the incredible. Side hustle. So, so critical and important. Nick, so inspiring and always great chatting to you. Nick Haralomba is talking to us then about the side hustle and finding the right support and just those that have then been able to get a grip then of the side hustle as well. Always good chatting to you.